You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Hello and welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James, and my co-host this evening, Siobhan Brady. How are you doing, Siobhan? You okay?
I'm great, yeah. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Brilliant stuff. Excellent. We were just having a good chat before we went live there about the world and the madness that it is. It's the 19th of December 2021. We put a date stamp on the show. For obvious reasons. And tonight on the show, my guest is going to be, we'll say our guest, is going to be Tracy Mahon. And Tracy's going to be coming in, and hopefully we'll tune in with Daniel and we'll have a chat with Daniel and find out what's going on there. But as usual, we've a few things to talk about, and we need to find out what the communication channels are. And this is what they are.
The communication channels are email. Contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
Okay, you know the website, circleofwhitelight.com, and you'll find us on Patreon, patreon.com/COWLR, and also the PayPal button is on the Circle of White Light website. If you want to donate to us, that's much appreciated. Thanks very much. If you do, it just helps keep the wheels going, and obviously what we do is donate some of them funds to a charity or a local group or community group, or it could be a person that could be struggling. Now, there's a joint kind of coming together between the Assembly, the Irish Assembly, and the Pay It Forward team. And I think I told you last week, it's a family that we're going to be donating to. We're just finalising the few bits and pieces, but there's a family that they've lost their dad, and the mum has four kids, four boys, and Christmas is going to be very difficult for them. So we've decided as a kind of joint group that we're going to, for the December donation, we're going to donate, and Santa is going to be coming for the family and for the boys.
Lovely.
So at least, you know, losing a dad is a major blow, but at least if Santa can come and give them something, that would be a big help. So again, it's thanks to the people who donate to Circle White Light. And I know I keep saying it, myself and the Paid Forward team and the Assembly, all we can do is we'll pick a place where the money goes, but we can't do anything if we don't have the funds and the donations. So a big thank you to everybody who does donate, because it does really mean a lot. Thanks for that. So I'll just confirm that with you next week. But that's the plan of attack. As I say, it's a family that they've lost a dad. There's four boys, and I don't think Santa was going to be coming this year, but he is now. We're going to take care of it. That's the good news. Okay, so Siobhan, you're going to read us what the headlines are in the local newspaper. We're going to touch base on it, but we won't dwell on it.
What a shock. Yeah, this is the Irish Daily Mail, and the headline is, now we face a second booster. Fourth jab dose to counter Omicron variant may be needed, says Varadkar.
So one of the things I posted up during the week on Facebook was, when do the jabbed wake up and realise that, you know, when are they going to wake up and smell a rat? You know, I mean, how many jabs do they need to have before they
boosters?
Go, hang on a minute. So we've had two, and then we have the booster, and now Israel are rolling out another booster, and they're going to have the Omicron virus, which is an anagram for moronic.
Yes.
And they're going to have some other bloody Gobbin or whatever virus they'll come out with, kind of wacky name.
Yeah, that won't be covered by the one you've already got, and so you'll have to get a new one.
And you have to get another booster. Yeah. And when will that penny drop? And you go, hang on a minute, this doesn't sound right. Something's not right with this picture.
I just can't believe that there isn't many more already kind of going, something's not right.
In Ireland anyway, the uptake of the booster has been pretty poor. Even forget about the media and all that rubbish that they put on the media.
Yes.
A lot of people haven't turned up. And the thing is, now their class is unvaxxed, and they won't be able to get their passport up to date because they'll be unvaxxed, even though they've had two shots.
Yes.
So there you go. So we'll see what happens anyway. But I think there is, I mean, part of the, and we'll be talking to Tracy about this, but part of this is part of the awakening.
Yes.
For people to go, hang on a minute, we are being controlled by an oligarch of people and they're trying to, you know, maybe, well, my belief is depopulate the planet. And this is the whole idea.
Yeah.
And they tried to do it with the swine flu and then Ebola and everything else. And things weren't put in place. But now with this...
Mm-hmm. They were just the dress rehearsals, that's all.
They were the practice runs, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just the Daily Mail. But look, you know, I think, you know, we all know somebody who's, you know, probably committed to doing all these. But look, we know that it's an mRNA experimental drug, right? We know it's been coming out. We've got 60,000 doctors who've actually signed up to the Barrington Declaration and the Nuremberg 2 trials exposing what's going on, right? This is not a vaccine, right? End of story, it's not a vaccine. We know it's not a vaccine. The legal definition of a vaccine, it doesn't apply to that. It's an actual experimental drug. And there's more and more news people coming out. ONA News, I think that it's in America. GB News has come out, and all these bit by bit, trickle, they're beginning to come out and report the news and actually say, hang on a minute, there's something not right here with this picture. So it's just a case of people need to kind of wake up and do the research and check it out. But then, you know, I have a picture of the newspaper that we used to support back in 2012 called The Sovereign Independent. And on the front page, it says, mandatory vaccines.
Yes.
Right? That's what they want to push out. Mm. And that was back in 2012. We knew it back then.
Yeah.
We knew this was their plan.
Yeah.
So this is it. This is what they're doing. So I didn't put a lot of information down for reading out, Siobhan, because I just thought we'll get in and we'll get into the interview.
Yes, sure.
And we'll have a chat. So I just thought this was, I put this down just out of curiosity, right? And for my part of the week, there's a guy on the internet called the Black Belt Barrister. And he said, when is a parking fine not a parking fine? Okay. So he said, what if I told you that someone in the UK was fined for not parking? Does that make sense?
No.
You're fined,
I read this earlier.
You're fined for not parking, right? Due to the car park being full, they drove around for a few minutes trying to find the parking space. And in the end, after about 10 or 15 minutes, they went elsewhere to park. Then they received a parking fine in the post in the next few days stating that they took too long looking for a space, so they got fined. So you're getting fined for parking illegally. You can't even find the spot. Forget that. You appeal that and get it chucked out. But the person actually paid it.
Cause did
he couldn't,
they?
Yeah, they couldn't be bothered with the trouble. They just went and paid it. But yeah, I'd say on your bike, I wouldn't be having that at all. So check out the guy called the Black Belt Barrister. Now, he does kind of go through the UK law on certain things, and it's pretty good. But at the same time, you can tell that he's restrictive. He's not actually giving you the solutions. He's just explaining the law and he doesn't give you the solution.
No.
All right. So you have to kind of read between the lines as well with it. Okay. Right. So, okay. As I said, my guest is Tracy Mayen, and I'm going to get Siobhan to read out Tracy's bio and then we'll bring Tracy in.
Brilliant. Yeah. Tracy is a channel, psychic medium, highly tuned empath, clairvoyant, hypnotherapist, QHHT practitioner, family coach, NLP practitioner and Reiki master. For the past 2.5 decades, she has dedicated herself to her personal path of spiritual and psychic development. Tracy comes from a highly sensitive and intuitive family and has fortified her natural gifts with training and practice, enabling her to connect with guides, angels, ascended masters, spiritual councils and beyond. In addition to being a clear channel of messages from these realms, her expertise also includes offering clients perspective through looking at past lives to identify important connections with the present incarnation.
Fantastic. Good evening, Tracy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It always sounds better when someone else reads that.
Do you listen to it and
really?
Go,
is that me they're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Wow, I sound pretty cool.
Does Tracy listen to it and go, is that me?
Yeah, I sound like a cool person. I'd like to talk to me.
So how are you, Tracy? All right.
Thanks for having me on, you guys. I always love being here with you. We have a good time and we talk about important things. So I love sharing time with you.
Brilliant stuff. Would you believe the last time the three of us did this, just the three of us?
Yes.
I know we've done a show before where I had you, Tracy, and the other lady on.
The other lady, what was that? Lisa, was it?
Leah.
Yeah. But before that, the last time was 2020. August 2020.
Wow.
That's how
we were overdue.
Yeah, that's how long ago.
Oh my God.
I mean, come on, time's flying by, isn't
it? Holy moly, I didn't realize it was that long. It doesn't feel like that long, does it, Tracy?
It doesn't. I was teasing the other day that it always seems like it's Sunday. Because take Sundays off, or at least I try to. And then it's like all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's Sunday. I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then I get busy in the week, and then next thing you know, it's Sunday. So, yeah, it's flying by.
It really is.
Time is speeding, and I think time is speeding up because I kind of gauge it by how often I have to go shopping. And the Friday is my kind of shopping day, and it's kind of Sunday finishes, and then it goes from Monday to Thursday, and then I'm shopping again.
Yeah.
You know, and the same with the shows. It's just flying around. But Tracy, right. Okay, well, as we say, it's been a long time for the three of us to be talking. What's happening in your side of the pond? What's going on your end, and what's been happening? Do you have any insights that you can tell us?
Well, first off, I want to tell everyone to make a wish because it's 11:11 a.m. here.
Yay.
In Oregon. I'm probably the worst one to ask about what's going on this side of the world because I don't watch the news, and I do that on purpose. So I'm really not a good informant. However, I do know that they are, in certain states in the U.S., they are trying to mandate the mask be worn in grocery stores. And, I mean, all of that's still going on, grocery stores, restaurants, all of that. And then also that you have the vaccine. There are some states that are passing that you have to have the vaccine in order to enter public spaces, concerts, restaurants, all of that. So, you know, those things, I'm not sure which states have already passed it. I know Oregon, there was a threat of them wanting to get that passed by March. And so, yeah, I'm throwing darts at the map to see where I'm supposed to go when that happens.
Wow.
It's like, I guess either I'm not going to go into any public spaces or I'm going to move. So, so it's crazy all over the world. I know it is. Everybody's feeling the pinch. And I know parts of the country have been feeling it for a while. And it's just time for all of this to shift, right? But we've been saying that for a while.
Yeah. I know there's obviously, I've been kind of keeping tabs on the human frequency, and the other day it was spiking like really, really high, and it's been kind of on and off spiking as well over the last few weeks anyway. So the energies are getting more severe, and more people are feeling them, and people are having certain effects with them. Maybe people aren't getting sleep, maybe they're getting headaches, maybe they're getting aches and pains.
Check.
All of the
above.
Grumpies. They're getting the grumpies.
Yeah, but I was getting really shaky in myself. I was getting these surges of energy coming through me, like even coming home on the plane last week. And I was going, what is wrong with me? Mm. My energy was like, I felt like I wanted to burst into tears, but yet I was kind of, don't know why, but it was this shakiness in my system.
Yeah.
I could feel it. Yeah.
Where did you get back, by the way? Did you have to do an antigen test or a PCR test?
You're supposed to, yeah, but I got some papers done.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, except they checked the one in the airport about three times. I thought I was going to have a seizure, but it was fine. She just went, oh, I just want to check that again and see your name. And then it was like, oh, sorry, can I just check it again? I was like, oh, my
God. This is Dublin Airport.
No, in Faro.
Oh,
in Portugal, on the way over.
Oh, that's probably their secret test to see if you pass out.
I was like, really testing me here. I was looking up to the heavens.
Get your spirit guide down there to sort it out, right? Because I know that over in the US, you have Biden trying to roll out the mandated vaccines. But, I mean, a lot of your states are actually fighting back and going, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah. I just vaccinated or not vaccinated, we all should be fighting that. That's the part that's
exactly.
You know, but, you know, once somebody's gotten the vaccine, then I guess they think, well, that's not affecting me anymore. And that's wrong. It is. All of our rights are being threatened by these mandates. And so, and like I said, I don't really follow that. So I don't know how that's turning out. And I do that on purpose because when people ask me questions, when I'm channeling Daniel, I need to be a clean channel. If I'm influenced in getting a little raised temperature over a few of these articles that get out there, these, I don't watch the news or do any of the rabbit holes, because if I do, of course I'm going to have opinions about that. So I try to stay as clear as I can from any of the politics and vaccines and all that, just for the sake of being a better channel for everyone else so that I'm not influencing it.
Yeah, totally. Well, I think at the end of the day, in the early days when I was doing OAM, we did used to attach an emotion to information, and that's the emotional roller coaster.
Yes.
And then we learned quite quickly that, okay, we're going to see everything just purely as information. Don't attach an emotion to it, good or bad. Just, it's only information and that's it. And that way you kind of stay neutral. Plus the fact that we know the magic trick. We know what's going on.
Yes.
We know what, you know, so we can actually, you know, it's like going to see a magician and he's cutting the girl in half and you know how the trick is done, right? So, you know, it's not an illusion. And this is it. We know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So we have that little peaceful area that we can go to realize that this is all part of the game and it has to play out because there has to be a massive awakening on the planet, and this is how they're doing it, you know, stepping back from the planet and looking at it. So although it's frustrating for us because we want to get on with what needs to be done, we're so impatient and we have to wait for these people who are behind us with the in the relay race with the baton, they're not catching up to us. We have to wait, and it's frustrating because we can't go out and do what we need to do. But look, you know, we have to take the higher ground and just say, right, we know what's going on and we just have to be patient and let nature take its course. And, you know, because it is affecting everybody, you know, in some way it's hit everybody. And that was the whole idea of this, that everybody in some way gets affected down the line. And it's how we're going to deal with that and how we're going to move forward. Again, 5D energies and all that stuff. You know, I don't want to do too much woo-woo, but, you know, that's where we're going. And we need to get rid of whatever emotional baggage they have. They need to leave it at the train station and don't bring it home with them.
Yeah.
Because you can't bring it with you. So you have to get rid of it, and that's part and parcel of cleansing. And
I said that to my friend yesterday. We're getting really annoyed with people trying to educate them, you know, as to his views.
Yeah.
But I said to him, you know, say what you need to say without any attachment to what you want them to respond with.
Yeah.
And, you know, even if they don't agree with you, you're still maybe planting a seed.
Yeah.
So have no attachment whatsoever. Just if you need to say something, say it.
Yeah.
And then just let it be.
That's it. And I don't know, Tracy, what you're finding. We kind of said it just before we went live, but, you know, a lot of relationships are being affected, and it's not being selfish. Well, you say what you said, Tracy, it's not being selfish about wanting to be in good energy.
Right. It's necessary. We have to be in that good energy. We came in here as the way showers, as the volunteers, whatever title you want to take. And this is the time we came in here for. We have been in boot camp getting ready for this so that we could hold the high vibrations.
Yeah.
And it's important to know, you know, that we need to hold these vibrations. How do we do that? Well, we've got to stay as positive as we can, which means we've got to surround ourselves with positive things. And, you know, try to find the light at the end of the tunnel or the rainbow in the storm, you know. So we are geared to be, like you said, not attached to the information, but just take it in as information, not have the emotional sway one way or another, because it's become very apparent through these channels with Daniel that we are huge amplifiers. So even if a friend of yours comes up to you and says, oh, I'm just having this horrible time and I'm in this really dark place. And of course you want to be compassionate and loving and kind to that person and help them. But when you get into that place with them and you're like, oh, I want to help fix it. I want to, and you're poor thing. You start having all of the feelings with it. Now you're amplifying.
Yeah. You're climbing into the swamp with them rather than throwing them something to pull them out.
Instead of pulling them out, they pull you in.
Exactly.
And so we have to be so careful that we are here to help people to shift that. Let's make sure we're doing that. Let's not be carrying it with them, but instead pulling them up with us and saying, okay, well, what do you want to have different? What can you do to change it? And then, like you guys were saying, not be attached to what they're going to do with that information once you give it to them. You have to let it go. Maybe you planted the seed. Maybe you gave them something that helps them overcome the obstacle, but we can't be attached to their outcome. And I hope that doesn't sound cold, but we have to hold the energy.
Exactly.
We have to hold it. So loving them, compassion, kindness, you know, give them information, but you can't carry it with them. You have to let each person do what they came here to do with that.
Definitely.
And that's their journey with it.
Well, a great saying, Neil Peart, who's the drummer with Rush, came out and made a great statement. And he said he doesn't listen to the, he doesn't read the positive comments or the negative comments, because he said, if I believe the positive comments, I also have to believe the negative comments. So I don't believe any of them.
Yes. Okay.
Isn't that a great way to see it?
Yeah.
Right?
Just stays
because
neutral.
Don't we, it's our ego that says, oh yeah, all the positive stuff is really great, but yeah, them people who are negative, that's not true.
It's just their ego wanting to
you know, get a bit of a massage there with all the positive stuff. So he just said, I don't read any of them. I don't believe any of them, because that way I just stay, remain neutral. And I think that's where we have to go. And the one thing we mentioned before we went live as well, which Tracy, you've alluded to there, was for single people now, there's a lot of things going on with relationships, and a lot of people are going through hard times with relationships. And if you are single and you are looking for a partner, this goes for both sides, is that remember, whoever you decide to go out with and date, whatever, they have to be either on your level or a level higher. There's no point you going it with somebody who's a level lower, you know. And it maybe people say, well, that's very selfish. No, it's not. It's self-preservation.
Yeah, it's like we were saying there about getting into the swamp with them. You know, we need to keep ourselves at a certain level.
You don't want to be dragged down. And
exactly.
They say their emotional baggage should be left at the train station and not taken with religion. Yeah, if only. Yeah. You know. But see, the thing is, the shadow side that people need to work on, that's the problem. They don't want to deal with it because it's too bad.
But it's tough. Like, there's no point in saying otherwise. Like, there's no point. Like, you know, people look at us and they think we have it all together and it's like, it's all love and light. And it's not.
No, it's
love
not.
And shite a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So, like, it is hard work. There's no point in saying otherwise.
No, look, everybody is dealing with their demons in their own way.
Yeah.
Right. And trust me, and that goes for me and Siobhan, we're human and we have our own things that we have to deal with as well. And we talk about it as well. So it's just one of them things. And Tracy, I'm sure you're no different. I'm sure you have things that you have to deal with on a day to day basis.
Oh, yeah. We're in this with everyone else, you know, we're all healing.
Yeah.
And not only are we healing, but we came in to heal for the ancestors as well. So those of you who are like going, why did I pick this life? Why is it kicking my butt? Yeah, it is, because you came in to clear karma or karmic, you know, whatever needs healed with the ancestors, with the lineage that you came into, the family group that you came into. You are part of that collective that is clearing the ancestral muck.
Yeah. Yes.
And so, yeah, we are in it thick. So even if you're feeling like, didn't I already deal with this? Well, it might be surfacing up because now it's coming up from a different level of the vibrations of the family and all the ancestors. And what they show me is that this is this is an all time and space. This is every timeline. I mean, it gets intense when you're looking at it. And so pat yourself on the back if you were going through something where you are really purging a lot of energy and really looking at things. But we have to overcome, I'm going to just name off some stuff and hopefully no one takes it personally, but we're overcoming narcissistic behaviors. We're overcoming codependencies. We're overcoming attachments and the wanting for other people to respond certain ways. And we're trying to figure out how to be connected and be in self-love at the same time. Yeah. I mean, the things that we are doing are so advanced right now. It blows my mind. And I'm seeing people do it every day and they're doing it and they're getting there. So it's exciting in that regard.
On your end, well, you know, obviously you do a lot of readings from your side. Are you seeing more and more people being awake and aware or asking questions and wanting readings to find out more? Are you seeing that from your side?
I'm going to you were asking me earlier, is there any good news? I got lots of good news for you guys. It's like, you know, let's get caught up for just a moment in the stuff that is going right. And I've been having sessions with 20-somethings that blow my mind. The groups of people that are coming in, you know, the ones that are getting into the age of voting and getting into politics and all that different stuff, they are phenomenal human beings. And they are so enlightened that I've been doing this for 31 years now. And I sit down with them and here's this little 20-something telling me something that just blows my mind. I go, why didn't I ever think of it that way? And they're educating on such a deeper, higher level. Mm-hmm. And then if you guys want to know if we won this battle or not, look at the children. I always say that. Look at the children that are coming in. We got the prodigies. We got these highly psychic children. We got these amazing little beings that are coming in at this time. And I cannot believe that these kids would be coming into this world if we were not on the path of success with what we are doing, because they would have no need to be here if they weren't here to reset that energy for the fifth dimension.
Yeah.
And so I get excited about these things. I'm seeing people, I call it the COVID awakening, because I have seen so many people come through my office. Now, I almost never get the person that says I've been doing this for years. I get the person that says couple months ago, you know, and they're already in my office learning about galactic connections and Arcturians and Palladians and what is my path and why am I here and getting these extraordinary stories. I had one guy that went through a past life, or we went through a past life regression. He actually just went into being this energetic being that was moving through planetary systems, collecting data, and then went off and created his own universe from that information. Can you imagine sitting there with that person while they're going through this memory?
Cool.
And, wait, what just happened? You just created your own universe? And so these are the minds that are coming into this world. That was one of the younger ones that I think he was 21.
Wow.
And I'm just telling you guys, I know that, yeah, we are going through extraordinary change and it is pushing our buttons and it is putting us under pressure. But, you know, again, we go into those metaphors, that pressure is going to turn us into the diamond, and that pressure is it has to be there to reach the depths of the depths of the depths, because people want to just know, feel like they're being taken care of and feel like this is all going to be okay. And it's until it starts really affecting their lives that they're going to finally stand up and say, wait, we can't, no more. And so that's where people like you and I, we got to keep standing up and saying, hey, open your eyes. Look what's happening. Look what's happening. This isn't okay. We need to get up here. And one of the things that happened to me recently is I had a dream. And of course, we all already know this, but it was so interesting to see it in the dream form, where I was being told, what was happening in the dream is I was in this dark little room and there was this beast looking thing pacing back and forth. And in my mind, I knew this was like a devil or like a darker energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a denser energy. Let's not judge it, right? So it was a denser energy keeping me in the shadows. And it was such a lucid dream, because I'm in the dream going, okay, so how do I get out of this room? And the voice that came in said, you just rise above this frequency. If you can rise above this frequency, they can't find you. Mm, and then the time was over. And it was like, oh my gosh, of course. And, you know, we all know this is the answer, but it's like I was getting to see it in a visual. They pulled me up over that dark room, and I was then all of a sudden I'm in blue, sunny skies and fresh air and just felt free. And then they were saying, you come up here, you raise up above this, and then they can't find you. And I was like, oh, you know, and basically what it's saying is we got to release that fear-based energy. We got to release the worry and fear, and then they can't find us. Whoever they is, you know, everybody's got their own interpretation of that. So I'll let them have that, but whatever that is, it won't find you in that other space. So if you rise above the fear, rise above the worry, they or whatever, that darker, denser energy won't find you.
Well, that makes sense, because, you know, obviously people are reporting that sometimes they're not seen. Again, just for a point of reference, I'll say the 5D frequency, but, you know, you might go into a supermarket and people are not seeing them, or they're in the car, or they're bumping into them, because maybe they're vibrating on a higher frequency. And it goes back to the story of Captain Cook with the tribes who didn't see the ship off the shore of the island. The only people that could see it were the shamans, until they got close to the ship and they could see it. So, you know, again, it goes back. Maybe this is the thing regarding frequencies as well, is that, you know, if you're high enough, you're vibrating high enough, that kind of it's all part and parcel of it. But while we're kind of talking about that, do you want to bring in Daniel and we'll have a quick chat with him, and then we'll go through a few questions, and then what we'll do is we'll... before we let you go, we'll obviously bring you back in, and then we'll have a talk about what we talked about with Daniel.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's go get Daniel in here.
Okay. We'll have a, let Tracy go off and get Daniel in there, and we'll take it from there. And do you have any questions offhand, Siobhan, what are you thinking about?
No, I'm just looking at the screen here. The chat room is very busy.
Lots
of lovely people in there having a good time and chatting to each other. There's a question there for when, I presume it's for Daniel, when Daniel comes in.
Okay, we are
here and we are ready for
there you go.
To tell you, the first thing that we saw the Hall of Doors. As everybody knows, that Hall of Doors, right? You go down this long hall in your mind, and on each side there are doors. And all these doors are options. All these doors are different realities, different timelines that you can enter. And we just want to say, since this came in so clear, be mindful of your Hall of Doors. Is this the reality you want to play into? If not, shut that door and go to a new one. Go to a new one. You are creating. You are manifesting. You are part of the reality that is playing out around you. What part do you want to take in that? And keep that very mindful. And it goes along with what you were all saying about staying in the positive energy. Stay, you know, do what's going to be best for you. Because here's what's happening. Right now, we want all light workers to find their joy. We want you to climb that ladder into a higher vibration, because you are pulling everybody else up with you. And can you imagine if you were in the muck of it all and you saw somebody actually having fun and enjoying their life right now, and that wouldn't you want to have that too? And so it's going to draw people to you so that you can help lift them up. So it's very important to bring yourself into that vibration of laughter and joy and community. And that's going to draw more people to you, because everyone is craving that right now. That is part of what is happening here. If you want to look at a bigger picture, is if you are able to shine your light and be in this bright space, all those people that are feeling the pressure of what is going on around the world right now, they're going to want to find out, how are you staying happy? How are you still doing that? Everything's so depressed right now. And then they're going to want to know what you know. They're going to want to hear your information and find out how you're doing that. And it's going to give you more opportunities. So find a way to shine your light. Find a way to, and again, it falls back into, if your pain is starting to surface, deal with that. Look at it. Sit with it. Imagine yourself just sitting down as if you were talking to a child in the moment and say, why are you sad? Why were you triggered by that? Why is this happening? So that you can clear this energy so that you can be in that higher vibration. And then you teach others how to do the same thing. Because if you are not clearing your energy, if you are only setting it over on a shelf, that's not doing anybody any good. You need to look at it. You need to we invite you to look at it. That's how we want to say it. We invite you to look at that. We invite you to sit with it. Look at it like the big adventure. One of the things that we say to some people, and it resonates for them, it may not resonate for everyone. And as always, we say, use your discernment. Use what feels right to you. Take only that. Leave the rest behind. But if you were to look at this like a game, we'd say to you, you have got to be one of the most advanced players, because right now this is the hardest game you could imagine playing, isn't it? And so think about it like, oh man, I am in the advanced stages of this game that I have been playing for X amount of years. And now I'm here at this top level and I'm able to look at this and move through this. And it's one of the hardest things to do sometimes, to sit and reflect on the emotions, the pain, the hurts, the anger, the frustrations, but that is what they are there for. You have feelings and they want to be felt. All of them want to be felt and want to be acknowledged and want to be heard. And so when you start understanding that, when you can hear what your own body, what your own emotions are trying to tell you, then you move through them very quickly, very rapidly, and you start clearing energy very fast. And then when you can get in that place, that's when you are going to be a rapid manifester in your own reality, and you're going to be able to help others do the same thing. So with all of that being said, choose your doors wisely, find your bliss, find your joy, clear the energy that comes along the way. Everybody is in that right now. We've been talking about the purging of the energies and things showing up, emotions showing up, relationships that aren't working or falling away. The doors are opening for you. The pathways are being cleared for you. As Alan had said, the Schumann resonance is triggering a lot of things in people as well. Moving energy, putting you, making you face what it is you haven't been wanting to face. And we say, don't put up the resistance. Go with the flow of that. Move through that energy and let that resistance go. And you're going to flow through it so much faster, so much easier. Now, we know you have questions, so we'll quit talking.
That's okay. We have a few questions for you, all right. Now, just for people who are new to you, Daniel, and Tracy, and maybe we've asked this question a long time ago, for the new listeners, and just to remind people, are you part of the Galactic Council or the Universal Council?
Yes, we are part of all of that. The council that comes in through Tracy, so the one that speaks, that is me, that is Daniel, or the one that she calls or refers to as Daniel. I am an aspect of Tracy that lives in another reality, and it lives off of Arcturus. We are now currently on a ship that is orbiting the Earth. It is far enough out that we are not detected. We are cloaked. You will not be able to see us if you try. And then we are also with the council that she refers to as the Imperials. Tracy is a conscious channel. She moves through the energies of many different collectives. She is on a Universal Council board. She's on the Star Nation Council board, and she is on some others that even she is not aware of yet on her conscious mind. As she raises her vibration and catches up to those aspects of herself that sit on these other councils, she'll connect with them as well. But what we do is we bring through information through Tracy. This is something we've set up far before she even came into this planet. We organized and orchestrated these conduits of energy, and her job was to find her way to it. She found her way to it. That door opened up, and now we are able to bring messages in through these other realms, these other realities, these other dimensions, and other planetary systems. And with that, we hope to help humankind to find their high frequencies, to move their way through the times that they are in right now, and move into that fifth dimensional frequency and beyond. And there is a beyond that. You know, once the whole planetary system reaches that fifth dimension, then it gets to expand again and again. It never stops expanding, right? And your knowledge and your information just continues to come in. There is a lot of next level information that has been coming in for all the collectives, all the channels around the world, and even the intuitives that don't claim to be the channels are picking up the information, rising up. And there are certain parts of the planet that hold, what do we want to call them, pressure points. Like your body has the meridians, and you go to your acupuncturist, and they know where all the little pressure points and the connecting points are. Right now, we have a lot of people moving around. So if you've been one of those that feel like you want to move, you want to get into a different area, you don't want to be where you are anymore, trust that, follow that instinct, follow that nudge, because you're being moved, because you are a harmonic frequency that is being placed in certain parts of the planet to activate these pressure points, activate these ley lines, activate the crystal grids within the earth. There is so much going on to get the planet ready. There are those who are activating the pyramid systems again, those who have been healing the crystals within the earth and moving energy and frequencies through those. There's a lot of things that are happening in the etherical realms, and all of you are doing this in your altered states, in your sleep states, your higher selves, these other versions of you that are able to come in now because you took the human form. Now you're giving them permission to be here, and that is what is needed, right? Your angels cannot answer you unless you're calling them in because you have free will. Well, that goes with the galactic councils and all these benevolent beings that are gathered around to help you. As you call in your benevolent and highest vibrational beings that are around you, you give them permission now to move through the frequencies of the planet and help you to know what to do, say, be, move the energy, whatever it is that you're here doing, that amplifies it for you.
Okay, now that's a very comprehensive answer there. The problem is, when I leave a message for my angels, they say, my voice mailbox is full, so I can't leave any more messages. So that's great to know. There's a lot of channels saying at the moment, Daniel, around the world that we are in a very, very unique time at the moment, and this is why we came in, because there's going to be a big planetary shift. And apparently there's supposed to be thousands of crafts around the Earth here to observe the shift and what's going to happen. And a lot of people through the channels are saying that something is quite imminent, whether it's a solar flare, it's a shift, or something's going to be happening pretty soon. Now, obviously, we can't get into time and dates and stuff like that, but does that make sense to you? Is that why all these ships here, and is that why they're here? Because they know there's going to be an imminent shift, you know, in the next few months, maybe.
Well, we want to, our version of this imminent shift, you're already in it. You're already in this, the shifting of the planet, the shifting of the North and South Pole. All of the shifting is, you're already in it. Now, remember, time is a different thing when you are out of the Earth realm. There is a different calculation of time. So for us, when we are observing the Earth, something that we might say, this is imminent and it's happening fast. For you, it might feel like, well, this feels like slow motion to us. But when you think about the longevity of how long the Earth has been moving into this new phase, this new energy, this new vibration, it actually, we are in the fast part of it now. Just like you said, time is speeding up, things are speeding up. So yes, it may feel like it's going slow for some, and it may feel like it's going fast for others. It will depend on where your frequency is and where your vibration is, as the collectives are experiencing it differently as well. Yes, many ships all around the planet. Some of the ships are holding what we call, we made the mistake of calling it a dome before, which confused people and made them want to go to flat Earth. But what we are holding is an orb. There's an orb around the planet right now being held by many of the ships and many of the collectives. And the orb is helping to hold and sustain your atmosphere, your gravity, so that you, as the humankind and as all living things on the planet, can survive this shift. So some of the ships that are around you are actually working for you at this time to help keep the atmosphere of the Earth in place so that humankind is actually, even though you are feeling all the flux of the energies, this human resonance and everything that's being sent in, the higher vibrations, the crystalline energies and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All of that is going on. And these, this dome or this, this orb that is in place is also acting as a filtration system so that only the amount that you can handle is coming in, because there is such a large amount of energy and frequencies all around you coming in out all at the same time. And so there's multiple purposes for those that are around you in the ships. A lot of them are holding councils that are connected to the light workers that are here, and they want to be closer to their light workers. They don't want to be in the planetary systems far, far away. They want to be right here ready to for observing and seeing what is happening. They are bringing people up on the ships more frequently now when you are in your, when you are in the sleep state, preparing and getting ready for what, as you said, is inevitable. It is moving. It is moving in that direction. And the hybrid children, the ones that have been living off planet for quite some time now, as we have mentioned before, maybe not on your show, but as we have mentioned before, the hybrid children are being, the ones that are entering into their adult years have been seeded into the earth, and you have many of them walking among you right now. They are helping to bring these energies up. And we say again, this is good news. This is good news that they are able to come in. It means the frequencies of the planet, even though it may not look like it to the mind's eye and to your physical world in reality, the vibrations, the frequencies have risen enough on the planet that the hybrid children can now come in, even with their high sensitivities. They can now come into the planet and start helping in the ground level. And so they are among you. They, you would notice them by their kindness and their frequency. You might be drawn to certain people. As somebody that is here as a volunteer, you might recognize their energy. It might feel like home. You might start to understand that these people that are among you, as you run into them, there's something about them that just draws you to them. So trust that. Know that you have hybrids among you. Now, we say this, and not all of them get to remember that they are the hybrids. Some of them have gone through whatever systematic things that they have to go through to be programmed to be here on the earth at this time, and not understand just yet that they are the hybrids. So that will be activated within the next 3 years for them, that they are the hybrids. You'll see more and more people over the next couple of years start to wake up to the fact that they are those hybrid children. We're going to pause and let you ask questions.
Yeah, that's okay. We have a load of questions that's coming in, so we're going to probably have to quick fire them over to you there. But so I'm going to start off with a couple of questions that I got in, and then I'll pass you over to Siobhan, and Siobhan will go through her questions. What is your prediction for, this is one of the questions that got sent in before the show. What is your prediction for what will happen in December 2022? Do you know anything that is due to happen around that time?
We do not have any information on that. The only thing that we know that 2022 is going to bring in a lot more shifts, a lot more. There'll be a lot of changes going on in 2022. In certain parts of the world, you'll see it more than in others. You're going to see some changes in government systems and different things of that nature. For that specific date, we do not have anything that is hitting our radar right now. As you asked the question, nothing came in for that. We do want to say, as we move into more of the change that is currently going on, people ask us often, when are we going to experience the fifth dimension? And we will continue to say, when the scale tips, that is when you'll see a lot of the more positive changes, that the relief, that is the word we want, the relief of these changes will start to be felt when the scale tips with the awakening. More people now awake than asleep. And we are getting there, so don't get discouraged when we say it like that, because we are getting close to those scales tipping.
That's okay. Yeah. We have to reach critical mass. That's really what we need to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the next question just for me before I pass off to Siobhan is the 21st is I've been reliably informed that the 21st, as in the 21st of December this year, is the cabal's last day. Do you think this is true?
We can look at that. We don't, as you know from prior shows, we don't look at those energies. So let us see if somebody can give us that information.
Okay, that's okay. We have a number of questions anyway that's coming in from the chat room that I'm going to pass off to Siobhan in a minute. But yeah, if you have any information on that, that would be fantastic.
What we will say is they are showing us a big portal is opening. The portal has already started to open, and there will be a big portal that opens. We do see an army standing at the other side of that portal. The intentions of that army could be exactly what you were saying. But we are seeing this portal that is opening, and there are many on the other side of that that look like they are ready to come in and assist. So
is there a location for the portal?
What is that?
Is there a location for the portal?
A location? No, we're just seeing this as if it were in space,
okay,
opening up.
So it'll affect the whole world at the same time? Is that the way it'll come?
Yes, good question. We will look at that as well. Let's ask. So we are asking this collective, what are you doing here? What is the purpose of you being here? We are hearing the term, we are cleaning the swamp. We're going to ask, is this an instant thing or does this take time?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does there have to be a certain level of awakeness before that can happen? You know what I mean?
On the planet, we have to reach critical mass. Anyway, yes. That's the people. But if we can get a helping hand from people coming in,
yes,
then
that'd be brilliant.
Happy day, that will speed up the process. Yeah.
But will it only be the certain few of us that will, again, have to carry that? Or will more people,
We want to say to you, Siobhan, we like the words that you use. We have to carry that. No, you get to carry that. And you are one of the strongest. You are one of the strongest ones that carry this frequency. There are people all over the planet that are aiding and assisting and opening the portal in their areas. So yes, all around the world. Sorry, we were getting a lot of information while you were talking. All around the world, there are portals opening up. There are people in place to do that. Both of you are part of the portal opening for your area. It is this energy that comes in. It is almost like this. We don't know how to describe this color. We see this frequency that comes in, and that frequency is it acts like a vacuum for this energy that is being extracted from the planet.
Ooh, I like that.
And so it is, yes, we wish we could paint you a picture, because what we are seeing is
I can kind of visualize it as you're speaking.
Yes. And so, so it pulls and it will extract this energy. And when we ask, you know, is this instant or will it take a while? And then the answer that comes back for the human mind, it is a flash. Is a flash. Okay. And so they're very comforting that we love seeing this almost military like vibration around, not military even, guardian. That is the word. Guardian frequency around the planet, and they're showing like people just like you all around the world that are ready for this to be done, that you have built your strength up so much. And you're so powerful at this time that you're going to, you more than anyone should feel this energy as we don't want to say vaporize, but this energy, this density.
You'll feel the change when it lifts. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, Daniel.
And
yeah.
So we think that you would feel it more than others would, because you are connected to it and you are part of this.
I think sometimes I feel every bit of it, to be honest. Yeah.
Beautiful. And we thank you for your service with that. And we want you to rephrase it now. We want you to say, I get to be a part of that.
I get to be a part of that. Yes, I love being a part of it.
You're going to have bragging rights with this one, darling. You're going to be able to bring this powerful time into place and help with this immense purge of dense energy off the planet. Yeah. And so
maybe I'm meant to be over here.
Well, that's why I feel I'm coming back. Yeah. Yeah, I'm being brought back from Spain back to Ireland.
So Siobhan's coming back because she's itching for a fight. Okay, I'm watching the time, and I know we have a load of questions coming in. Thanks, Daniel, for answering that question. That's great. Okay, Siobhan, over to you with all the questions you have.
Okay, so Critical Al wants to know, are departed spirits allowed to intervene in things like the COVID genocide? If so, why have massive amounts of people subrogated their rights and body autonomy to take needlecraft poison?
There's a lot of judgment in that, and we're just going to send a lot of energy.
We can't help it, us humans.
Yeah, there is 3D humans.
Everybody is very, very passionate and very, very passionate. Yes. And we're going to go back to what Tracy said about the dream. Rise above that vibration. Yeah. Rise above that frequency, and they can't find you. Yeah. And the first part of the question, are the departed ones able to help with the genocide? The departed ones did help with the genocide. That's why they departed. They were showing the collective what this is all about. They are part of the mass message of, look what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good
so they have helped with that, in our opinion, and now they are free to go, right? They are free to go. Of course, they're still sending you love, and they're still working on the other side. Their jobs were not done when they left their bodies. So, yes, they are helping from the other side, and they are working towards the awakening, and they are holding space and energy. And they're doing what they can, but they are no longer in the human form, so they are limited about what they can do in the human, the third dimensional reality, but they are working through.
And of course, we have free will, so not even the angels or spirit or, you know, will intervene if, you know, because we have free will.
We do have free will, but you also have to understand that if it is part of the destiny, if it's part of a bigger picture, they cannot intervene if it needs to play out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so people need to understand that as well. They can't come in and just say, nope, we can make this all disappear. No, because it is about the ascension. It is about each and every human being waking up and saying, this isn't right. This isn't okay.
Yeah.
And healing those parts of themselves that they have lost and remembering who they are. And so if this is the path that's being taken to get you there, then they cannot intervene on that.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So Phyllis wants to know, what shape do you see the Earth as from your ship, Daniel?
Well, thank you, Phyllis. And when you said Phyllis, we want to say, Phyllis, we see very many Palladians around you.
Oh, Phyllis.
And that you are also very connected to. You are here to heal the planet. You are here to work with people at a deeper level, even if you are not working with them directly. The energy that you put into the collective is very important. So it is very important for you to, if you are on a healing path yourself, everything you heal, you put into the collective, and then it makes it information that is easier for them to grab and heal in themselves. Now, flat or round earth, yes, that is what we say. You get what you believe. You're going to be on the timeline. We have it all. You have to understand we are manifesting, generating information. Where do we see? We see the round earth. That is the earth that Tracy believes in. That's the earth that we are going to be seeing and perceiving from her perspective. And so if you are a believer in the flat earth, you will be on the timeline that is receiving that information. It is so convoluted, it is hard to explain, and never would be able to be done in the short amount of time we have. But with that, that is where we will leave you with that. You can figure it out on your own because you're brilliant, and we know you have everything to do, everything you need to figure that out for yourself. And it doesn't matter. How about that? It doesn't matter. Just be in who you are, what you came here to do, and let the earth just be whatever it wants to be. How about that?
That's good. And I'd also say, it doesn't matter whether it's a dome or flat or round or square or oblong. There's nothing you can do about it. Focus on the things you can change and don't worry about the things you can't.
Words of wisdom there. Yes. Okay. So thank you. Peter has a question. Do you see any events happening in and beyond space that can affect us all in the short term, like or coming shortly?
We see a lot of things that are going on beyond space, beyond. There are so many things that affect the planetary system that you are in at this time in the third dimension on Earth. Now, we take that, we're not sure how to take that question. Is that intended, like, is there something that will harm the earth? No, there is nothing there that's going to harm the earth. You are your own collective. You are creating your own realities. Everyone that is here in support of you. And helping you to extract these denser energies out of the planet at this time. You are surrounded by support. You are surrounded by multiverse of support. Right now, the sun portal is open up more than it ever has been, and different dimensions that can travel through the sun portal are coming in. And again, here for support. They all want to see, as everyone says, the big show, right? But they are also here to help hold vibrations, to help hold this into place, so that it can finally make it through that final hoop, that final obstacle course into the finish line. And so, yes, there are a lot of things going on all around the planetary system, your universe, the multiverse, the different dimensions and realities, always, always. And you are able to go visit that at any time because you are not limited to the physical body you are in. So go into your own space and ask to see it and see what comes in.
Cool. Okay, so yeah, Cool Liam. Cool Liam has a question as well. Why are we here on the planet? Are we an experiment?
Tracy asks that same thing many times. That is why we laugh. She's like, are we just a big ant farm for some child experiment on another planet? You can look at it whatever way you want. Again, we're going to keep saying it. You are creating your own reality. You are here for soul growth. You are here because it is helping and assisting. You are here as a volunteer. You are here because you heard a call. If you are listening to this show, you are most likely a volunteer, a way shower in this world. And so you need to go on the path that is highlighted for you, that is in your heart, that is in your intuition to follow, because that's going to bring you to exactly the place you need to be the vibrational match to the people that you are here to help. And everyone is here doing that just a little bit differently. So don't worry if your way doesn't match other people's way. Don't worry if you have a different opinion than the guy next to you. It's okay, because you're here to help a different collective. And that's all right, as long as everybody can reach the higher vibrations for whatever belief system they carry, we all get there. We don't all have to believe the same thing, think the same way, or do the same thing. Just get to the vibration that makes you happy. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have another question there?
Yeah, I have a question from Joan. Some people believe when you die, that's it. Will these people realize that cannot be the case, as you cannot exist? So what happens then to these people?
If that's their belief system that she means,
yes.
I think, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, so the belief system that they do not exist once they leave this world?
Yeah.
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 Ah, yes. They will sit in darkness for a little while, some of them. Some of them transition right over and go, oh, yeah, I remember this, and they just go home. They go to whatever home is for them. Some of you are from the angelic realm, and you'll go back there, and we could go on and on about that. But for some, they will experience darkness for a little while, just so that they can have that experience, because that's what they signed up to do. What would it be like if I believed I didn't exist after I leave this life? And then they get to have that experience, but then they go home. So it is just temporary. None of that is permanent. You cannot disappear. It will not happen.
Okay.
Okay.
Question, can I jump in with this one?
Please.
On a 3D level, obviously we're here, we're on 3D on the planet, and we know there's a big shift and we all have to change, and this is why everything's breaking down and not working, because that change has to happen. So we understand that. But there's a lot of people concerned on a 3D level regarding the financial crash, the financial reset, money, silver, food supplies. You know, obviously these are all 3D issues that people are concerned about. What are you seeing from your position, Daniel? I mean, can you see, is this going to happen? Is this going to affect certain countries, or is this going to be a global thing, or is it not going to happen at all? Or, you know, is this something that where people shouldn't be focusing on because they're manifesting it? What's your take on it?
We like the way you ended that. Are they creating it because they're focusing on it? What we want to do is we want to rise you up above that and give you, just imagine your higher self in the fifth dimension reaching down to grab you up and pull you up out of that fear thought. And just see yourself being in a beautiful space where everything is provided for you. It's all going to be there. Right now, today, are you provided for? Are you okay in this moment? And then are you okay in this moment? And quit putting the energy out there that yes, there is a program running right now. Let's answer it this way. Yes, there is a program running right now. And if you grab hold of it, you will have the program that you grab hold of. You'll have the money crashing. You will have the food shortage. You'll have the homes being repossessed. You'll have whatever crash you see or whatever you are hearing and whatever is striking fear in you. You'll have that. Or you can change your mind and have something else. So what would you rather have? So let's, as a collective, let's keep seeing this world being fully supported, even if it goes through an economic change where the money systems will be traded out for something else. See that going very smoothly. See the most intelligent people behind that orchestrating it just perfectly so that nobody suffers through that time. Okay. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Okay, yes. So basically what I'm getting from your comment there is that there are people in this world that they have a problem for every solution.
And, I know, right, a few of those.
Right, you know a few of them, right? Actually, about 30% of the population,
wow,
right?
Yeah.
And their glass is always half empty, and it's the poor me and everything else, right? They're the people who, they obviously like being doom and gloom, and they post it on Facebook and social media because that's how they get their attention, all right? They're the people who probably go through that stage, I think.
Yeah.
And if you're focusing on, if you don't like the TV show, change it. If you don't like the slideshow in your head, change it.
Yeah.
And we have to manifest and keep that high energy. And I think we have to do that. I mean, there's no harm getting a few extra bits in just in case, but nothing to dwell on. Again, just see it as information.
Exactly. Yeah.
And move on. And I think that's probably the best way to deal with that. You have another question for them?
So we could jump in here really quick.
Yeah.
One of the things that was said is the third dimensional human beings have to change.
Yeah.
And what we want to say is, again, that is a fear-based frequency. Think about how you word everything. Your words are going to be so important to you. And as you move into this other dimension, as you move into this other space, this other time, you have to watch your words. Your words are creating. Your words are vibrations. Nobody has to change. It does not have to happen. You change. You change your vibration. You create the reality that you keep seeing everybody else having to do. You do it. You do it. You make it for you. Make it all about you. And when you do that, you're going to notice that everything around you is changing and that the others that are ready for that change are coming to you to find out how to do it. We cannot say it enough. It is you that you need to focus on. Quit looking at everybody else. Don't lend a blind eye. We don't mean for you to just isolate and forget about the world, but you have to do it within yourself because you are the one that's creating the reality that you're seeing. So when you can change what you are doing yourself and what you are seeing, that what you are seeing is the mirror to the change that you are wanting. And so it is very important that you focus all of that information that you, and they have to, the world has to change, the people have to change. That is your information that there's something in you that has to change because you are running that program. And so when you change that program, then the program around you changes.
Yeah, no, yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. And it's not being selfish. It's just doing the right thing. It's you're protecting your own energies and wanting to be in the higher energy.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't see that it being a problem. You know, you wanting to be the best you can be in the energy and being healthy and everything else.
Yeah.
And anything that's going to be negative or people who are pulling on your energy vampires, are going to affect your energy. So why wouldn't you want to say, stay away from me. I don't want your energy. I don't like your energy. I mean, it's only common sense. Okay, you have another question there.
It forces the world to change around you. It forces it because it's no longer a vibratory match, so it drops away. It's no longer your experience.
Yeah, and that's been happening a lot.
Absolutely.
A lot of people. That's been happening a lot of people where people have been dropping away, friends and family and everything else.
Everything.
Right, we'll do one more question before we get Tracy back in.
Okay, so Boko, is there going to be a pole shift?
We are already in the pulse shift, yes. And that is, you're not going to notice it as much as you thought you were going to. You'll see some planetary shifts, some planetary changes, but as we said before, that you have many friends outside of this planet holding the gravity, holding that sphere around the world to keep your atmosphere, to keep your gravity, so that you are not experiencing it as in the severe way that you would have if it was not in place to help you through it. The world has never gotten to a point, the Earth realm has never gotten to a point where they are so close to this evolution that all these other planetary systems, they have come here to help the Earth get through this, because they'd be like, oh, they got so close and then the poles shift and everybody died. And darn it, and they snap their fingers and go home. No, they want to help everyone get through this. And so part of this, the poles shifting and part of the Earth in its alignment and spinning in its axis and all the goodies, yes, they are all here to help you move through that. So yes, that is happening. And yes, you are, humankind will survive it. And the new Earth will evolve from it.
Yeah, I agree. We haven't come to do all this work
for nothing.
For nothing.
Yeah, we haven't come this far just to come this far.
Exactly, exactly. Yes. Totally. Right, we're going to sneak in one more.
Yeah, Peter has a question here. Is the object in space known as Oumuamua a spaceship and not an asteroid?
Oumuamua.
Oumuamua.
Yeah,
sounds like we should sing it.
It's like Hawaiian.
Amu-a-mu-a.
You know, it's like a long cylindrical object on the outskirts of the universe or our solar system, and they're apparently trying to communicate to it, or have been successfully communicating to it. I don't know whether Daniel, you're aware of that.
Tracy is not aware of that. We are looking in our systems to see if we can find that answer for you. We're not familiar with the name of it, so we are asking the collective to show us what it is that you are speaking of.
Okay, so basically, the last couple of years, they noticed that this cylindrical asteroid was on the outskirts of our solar system.
Okay,
and it's changing direction, so they suspect that it's more of a ship rather than an asteroid because it's changing direction. So anything like that, if it changes direction quickly, then it's obviously signs of intelligence rather than just an asteroid.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know whether that would have come up on your radar, Daniel.
We're seeing it as a ship.
Cool.
We're seeing it as a ship with many different collectives on it. So not even just one collective. We're seeing it as partially as a meeting place and we're not quite sure. It is a little bit out of our scope of information, but we're seeing at least four collectives that gather on that ship. And we're not sure what their purpose is, and it may not be that we even get to know, but we are seeing it as a ship and not as an asteroid.
Okay. Brilliant. Okay, well, Daniel, thank you very much for coming in and sharing that information with us. That's really much appreciated. I hope you have a good time and a good Christmas up there, wherever you are. I'm sure the tinsel's hanging up and you're getting the drinks in for Christmas for the rest of the crew. And we'll ask you to bring Tracy back, but thanks again for coming on.
We thank you so much for letting us be here, for being part of our experience and letting us be part of yours. We'll bring Tracy
back. Daniel.
Okay, guys.
There you go, Tracy. There you go. Can you imagine? I'd say they have a great time on the ship if they're having a party up there, you know?
I just saw Daniel wearing a Santa hat when you were like, hey, I hope you have a
cool.
That would be classic. I'd like to get a photo of that one. That was great information. What can we say? You know, good information coming through. I hope that inspires a few people. And answers some questions for people who are concerned about what's going on. I know we talk about it all the time. We've said it before, but you know, what you focus on expands. And that's why you need to make sure that whatever slideshow or whatever movie you have in your head, you need to be able to switch it. And I know it's very hard because you can't be positive 100% of the time. That's impossible, because there's stuff that annoy us and upset us and bring us down. But what you do is you try and be aware of when something like that happens and you try and switch it. And if you have to, if it's a negative thing that you have to deal with, then you have to take your time to sit down and analyze it and find out what the best solution is at the end of the day. Because we all have our issues that we have to deal with.
That's true.
Yes, exactly.
So what's your plans for next year, Tracy? Are you carrying on doing what you're doing? Are you expanding? Or what's happening in your life?
Well, expansion is always an option. I leave that up to the universe mostly. And doing what I'm doing, I absolutely love working with Daniel and crew. And I have a YouTube page. If anyone wants to come follow me over on YouTube, it's just under Tracy Mahan. I bring in two or three channels a week with Daniel. And I post the podcast I do with Julia Cannon over there as well. So keep growing is what is my hopes, I guess, is to keep getting the message out there to and help raise the vibration of this planet. Let's keep working. Yep. We got lots to do.
Definitely, so, we have a lot to do. Tell me, Tracy, what's your advice to somebody who might feel, this is a, something that was said to me earlier today, and I just want to get your take on what you would do. What's your advice to somebody who feels that there's an entity or a demonic or maybe a malevolent spirit in their house and they need to get rid of? What would you say to that?
I get that question a lot, actually.
Okay.
Right now, so this is me. Maybe not everybody agrees how this works, but what I've been shown is that with the polar shifts, the ley lines are kind of cracking open. They're like, like if something moves, then light can get through. Well, there's lower dimensions too, and again, no judgment on that, but there are lower dimensions, and what's happening being open up all over the place, like little escape hatches. And so a lot of times that's what's happening in a home, and it brings in lower frequencies, and then everybody's fighting, everybody's arguing, nobody's getting along, and work's going bad, and this is happening, money problem. Well, clear the house, close the portals. So I always call in Archangel Michael and Saint Germain to come in and clear the home, removing all energies and energy imprints that are of lower frequency, filling the house with love and light and asking for the white light to come in. I use Saint Germain to use the violet flame to get any residue of that energy. Now, remember, you're clearing your home, your pets, yourself, the land. You're clearing in all directions, all time, all space, all dimensions, all realities, and you're closing the portals that are bringing the energy in. And just as quickly as I said it to you, that's as quickly as you can clean your house.
Yep.
Because obviously, and I agree with all the energy shifts and the changes that are taking place, and maybe what's happening. I got this picture when we talked about this of Ghostbusters, the movie, when he shuts off the grid and all the, you know, the negative, spirits are flying around and everything else. Yeah. And maybe this ascension that the earth has gone through, which she is going through an ascension, and apparently we're going into the area of what's called the photon belt. Now, I heard about this back in 2004 is when I heard about the photon belt,
right,
and that earth would be going into it. And we are coming close to that now. And maybe because of the frequency going up in the planet, the human frequency and everything else, that it's squeezing all these entities out because they can't cope with it because they're low energies, and it is just portals opening up.
I agree that they're opening up, and we're feeling those energies, and those energies are desperate because they're trying to figure out they're trying to find a vibrational match for them. So if they can get you to lower your frequencies, then they got it made. So they'll wreak havoc on your home and your emotions just to get you in that vibration. So
you know, a bit with kids at the moment, actually. A friend of mine has worked with a child, and I've worked with a child, and I could see it in the child the other day with this lower vibrational energy. The child was trying to kick me when I was trying to work on it.
Wow.
And he was doing it in fun, but
I
knew, I was looking straight into the child's eyes, and I could see the energy there, like, and I just said, no. And I just kept working, and I pulled a lot of stuff out of that child.
So obviously attachments.
Yeah, this child is only nearly, he's not even three.
But how can they just attach, or who gives them permission
to attach? The child had a lot of trauma when he was born. Had to be put into a body cast. He's had a lot of trauma, you know. So yeah. it's been there for some time.
It's been a while. Okay. Yeah. It's sad when it's kids, you know. I mean,
adults, but their lights are so bright, you see.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So the energy is looking for somewhere to go. And this lower vibrational energy, even though we're stirring it up, it'll go to the light because it wants to feed off something. Yeah. And it'll try to attach to us, which is what happens.
Yeah. No, there's a lot going on, and people have to realise that in all levels that the frequency's going on and the planet and what's happening. And you know, I would say to people, look, try and find people who you vibrate with, vibe with your own tribe, as they say, where you can speak to people about this without, like, people thinking you're a nutter, because you know the way some people are, and I put that down to family and friends as well. You know, vibe with your own tribe. Find people, find a group. The one thing they want to do is they want to split up communities. They want to stop us talking to each other. That's the one thing they want to do. So whether that's meeting up together or meeting on a Zoom call or whatever, it's important that everybody hook up and swap notes. Because when they did the pubs with the smoking and everything else, all that was to divide and conquer, to stop people getting together.
Yes.
And even now, with closing down, you know, the virus, you know, we're shutting the pubs down at 8 o'clock, I think, over here now.
Yeah.
Because at 8 o'clock, the virus knows that if you're in the pub after 8, you're going to get affected. But if it's 7:59, you're fine.
You're fine.
You know, I mean, this is stupid, and people need to start applying common sense and critical thinking and going, this is ridiculous what they're saying. You know, they really, really are. And the whole thing that if you're standing up, the virus will get you. But if you're sitting down eating, you're fine.
You're fine, yeah.
That one always cracks me up. I love that one.
Who writes this stuff? I'm sure they're probably falling around the doll, laughing their head off, thinking,
what other stupid thing can we get them to fall for?
Exactly. I'm sure they come up with these things. I mean, even the Omicron virus being the anagram moronic.
Or no Crimbo, as I saw it in some video.
No Crimbo, It is incredible. Well, listen, Tracy, we're going to let you go because we know you have a family party that you have to go to. And we're going to have a catch up and have a chat about life and general things like that. So a big thank you for coming on. Before we let you go, obviously give out all your details there about where people can find you and have a reading and all that. And then anything that you want to say for the Christmas period or anything like that.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. You can find me at TracyMahan.com, and I'll spell it because Tracy gets spelled 700 different ways. So TracyMahan.com. I do ascension sessions and readings that I can do online and work with people all around the world. So it doesn't matter where you're at. We can set that up. And if you are local to the Oregon area and would like QHHT, that's Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, I am in Oregon, just outside of Portland, about 35 minutes out of Portland. Let's see, Christmas spirit. Oh, yeah, and go to my YouTube page, please. Also, there is a 30% off of any of my workshops that I've done that I have pre-recorded on my website. You just go under... what do you go under? Hold on, let me make sure I see. Online store, and you just put in the code word Christmas. You get 30% off of any of the workshops you can find on the online store that draw your attention. For Christmas, you guys, just remember not everybody's having a Merry Christmas. People have lost loved ones. A lot of people are really hurting this year because COVID has taken a lot of our loved ones away from us, and even other reasons that people are losing loved ones. So a lot of people, I know of a few people that are spending Christmas alone. So the holiday season, as much as we try to pretend it's all merry, maybe for some it's not. So just be compassionate, loving, and kind. If you're at a grocery store, a gas station, whatever it is, wherever you are, just remember to be kind to one another and spread the love. Just good cheer. Good cheer for everyone.
Brilliant
That's my
stuff.
Message.
Okay, brilliant, Tracy. Much appreciated. Have a great Christmas and a great new year. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the new year. If you just stay with us there for a minute, we'll go off to a musical break and we'll be back after this.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
There you go, folks. That was Tracy Mayen. Great having Tracy on with her channel, Daniel, to give us an update on what's going on. I hope the information that we talked about was a benefit to yourselves. And I hope it was positive. Well, I think it was positive. There was good information. Yeah. I just wanted to leave a little bit of time for myself and Siobhan to have a chat, because we don't normally do this, Siobhan, do we?
We normally
have about 10 or 15 minutes at the end. So I said, no, for half an hour now, what we'll do is we'll just have a talk about, you know, what's going on in your life and what's happening.
Yeah.
And how you're seeing it as well, because you do your spiritual stuff and you do readings for people and yeah. you're tuning in. So what I wanted you to talk about, you want to know what you're doing and what you're seeing from your point of view.
Yeah. So like, I remember the last time I was here. Was that with Tracy and that other lady? I think that was the last time I was here. And you were asking us all, like, what did we feel was going to happen? And some of them were saying, oh, towards the end of the year, it was going. And I was like, no, I didn't see it getting that good that quick. Yeah. And I was like, no, there's stuff. But I don't know. It's like the whole thing in Spain and the way the energy has changed for me. It's like I'm not getting what I feel. I'm getting something,
yeah,
but it's not the big, like, kind of clear messages that I feel maybe I would have been getting before. And maybe it's because, a bit like Tracy there, don't watch the news as such, but I'd still be aware, like, of what's going on yeah. at some level. But it's like it's got to the point where you're kind of going, oh my God, like, are we ever going to get out of this? Are the people ever going to wake up? I think that's yeah. that's me coming in, as I said earlier, impatient,
yeah, yeah,
for this to happen,
yeah.
you know. But definitely, I feel we will win the war, like, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just a matter of, like, how much badness or evil or
how far does it have to go
before?
Well,
and that's what really scares me.
Well, the worrying thing is an interview that myself and Steve did on OIM with a chap called Mark Chapman, and we asked him this question back in 2014 or whatever when we interviewed him. And he said, because he was aware that there was a major thing going to happen at the time. He's dead now. He's passed on. But we said, how bad does it have to get, Mark? And he said, when you can't put food into your children's mouth, when you can't feed them. And he said, by that time, it might be just too late. And obviously what we're seeing now at the moment is that they're going after the kids with the vaccines.
Yeah.
You know, and they know, I mean, I know that they know they're losing.
Yes.
But that doesn't stop them trying to bring down as many of us as they can yeah. before they
in
whatever way they can. yeah. And I don't know whether I said this on the show last week, but I'll say it again for the people who didn't probably hear me say it, if I didn't say it. But I posted up a video during the week of a psychologist talking about what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And he goes back to all the totalitarian systems that we've had over the centuries. And he broke up the figures in like this. He said 30% of the people will just go along with everything you tell them.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, they're the people that were in Germany in 1930 and they're told this is what you do with the propaganda, and they'll go off and do it, right? Yeah. 30% of the people will do that. There's no hope for them whatsoever, really. Maybe there is.
Well, maybe there is, because I think, like, going back a few years ago, I would have been maybe marching along with these people. And I've gotten the vaccine because I'd have been so scared, you know, yeah, to go back 10 yeah. years ago.
Well, maybe
you know what I mean? So there is hope. There, yeah. You know, there's always hope.
Maybe they have an awakening, you hope.
I hope.
Maybe they will have an awakening. But at the moment, he breaks down to 30% of people who are going along with it.
Yes.
Then there's another 30 to 40% of people who are not happy with it, but they'll go along with
yes.
it. But they don't. They know there's something not
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but they're not affected. Yes. You see, this is the thing.
This is it.
They're not being affected. So
too much.
I'm grand.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, God help them. They got a bad one or something. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll be fine.
Well, they'll probably still go ahead and get the vaccine, but that's reluctantly,
I
mean. You know.
But yeah. that's what I'm saying. Until yeah. it comes to their door, you see, yeah. they won't.
Until yeah. they see it. Yeah. And then he said the 10 or 20% that's left, he said, are the people who are shouting out about it and exposing what's going on.
Yeah.
He said all these systems failed because of the 10 or 20% of people who kept speaking out and kept pushing the narrative yeah. and kept saying, this is not right, this is not right.
Yeah.
And he said, and history has proven that this is the case.
Yes.
So we're looking back at history and seeing what happened. So he said this is not like, you know, pie in the sky, just his opinion. He said he's looking back.
It's actual and this research.
Is, yeah,
yes.
This is research and yes. things that happened. So he said all people have to do is keep pushing.
Keep pushing.
Keep doing what you're doing. Keep putting the word out there. Keep challenging the system, blah, blah, blah. He said over time, he said the system will just collapse because it won't be able to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing more doctors and nurses coming out and people coming out and exposing
yeah.
what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
More and more people are asking questions. I mean, the booster shot is an example. And loads of people didn't turn up for that.
No.
Even though the media propaganda were going...
I heard it on the way over here. There was a guy going on about, oh, and there were tailbacks.
And there's queues everywhere.
To the places, you know? And people got out of their cars and walked. And it was like, I nearly crashed the car. I was trying to drive in the fog. And I was like, that's a load of crap.
Yeah, of course
oh
it is.
Oh, my God.
It's the media. It's the media hype. And a lot of these radio stations are getting paid. There's a list of them getting paid to push
yeah.
all this agenda.
Yeah.
So so a lot of people, you know, there's the evidence. So what will happen now? Well, what will happen is that so that even the people who got the double vax and decided I'm not going to have a booster,
yeah.
well, it means that the COVID password won't be up to date and they will be one of the unvaccinated.
Yes.
Technically, even though they had the,
yeah.
the double. And now they're bringing out another one, another booster, and there's probably going to be less people going to do that. And then they're bringing out another one, and there'll be less. And over time,
yeah.
what will happen, I see, is that everybody will go, hang on a minute. You know, this awakening will happen, and people go, hang on, this is ridiculous.
I hope
so. Well, the mandatory laws, you know, mandatory is not legal.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't, again, it's consensual. So, and I know they're trying to change the law over here. Stephen
yeah.
Donnelly doing what he's trying to do. I mean, he definitely needs to go to jail.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
few of them do. Yeah.
But all these people are, they're parasites. They're just being given a hymn sheet, you know, from the elites
of
and
course.
Told, do this, do this, do this.
And there is an envelope.
That's we can surmise
well, yeah.
and speculate, right? Because we don't know that for sure, and that would be liable.
Didn't say what was in the envelope. It could be the next instructions.
Yeah, 2 week holiday in Butlins or something.
Go to number four now for your next clue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but that's why I asked Daniel about. I've been told by a reliable source that the 21st. Of December is D-Day for the Cabal. That's it, you know, because they know they're not winning. They're not controlling the system. I'm talking about on a very, very high level. I'm not talking about today, the 3D kind of government stooges. I'm talking about people on a high level. And even the local politicians, I've seen them on Facebook promoting the vaccines for 5 to 11 year olds. I mean, that's child abuse.
I know. It's
it
terrible.
Really is. That's child abuse.
Yeah.
And these people need to be held accountable. And it's not... See, we have to be careful. It's I don't see that as wrath, which is one of their deadly sins.
Yes.
Right? I see it as their job is to represent us and do the right thing. And they're not. They're misleading us.
Exactly.
And they're pandering to the masters. So they have to be held accountable.
Yes.
You know, like Annie.
Yeah, exactly.
If somebody gets electrocuted in a job, then that company is held responsible and the director's there and his job is to make sure
yeah.
that... It's the same thing with yeah. politicians.
Yeah. They should be held accountable. But will they, though? Because they're not supposed to be even in what Francker and Micheál, they're not even, but we got rid of them and they're still not gone.
Well, we don't have a proper government. We have a provisional government and have had since 1922.
And still we're listening to them. This
you know,
is the thing,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, well, you know, look, does anybody listen to Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar?
Well,
who cares?
It seems to be.
More and more, well, obviously you'll have your RTE viewers.
Yes.
But I just, when I hear Micheál Martin, if I hear them, I don't turn on the radio, but if I hear
no,
them,
I
all I hear is, la, la, la,
yeah,
la,
yeah,
la,
yeah.
la, la, la. That's all I hear.
I have to turn the radio down in the car now because
yeah,
it's just, yeah. it's just non-stop.
Do you get the... When I hear it, do you get an energy? Do you get an energy from it?
Yeah,
you're thinking,
yeah. And
I can't listen to this.
I get a little thing in my ear, almost like, you know, when you'd hear Morse code being
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
I get the, and I have to just shut down the radio.
Yeah.
Because it's going in my left ear.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what the hell is that? I can't listen to that.
Yeah.
I have to turn it down.
And even if you look at the HSZ statistics, I got the Spotlight magazine thanks to my family that got me a copy of the Spotlight magazine, and they said the total amount of people who died of COVID was 402 people.
Yeah.
Right. So where's all these thousands of people, you know?
Sure, if you had any other ailment, you were still put down as COVID.
I think the medical industry are playing a very deadly game. And these people, because they're, I'm not saying that it's true, but certain people have been treated wrongly and died. And they, oh, it's COVID. And that's because they haven't been vaccinated.
Yes.
And there's this push on in certain parts of the medical industry where if you're not vaccinated, then you don't get the best treatment.
You don't get treated and you don't get anything. It's crazy.
So, and this is, you know, the blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
You know, we have 19th century medicine, and I'd fear anybody, any family member going into a hospital today.
Yeah.
Unvaxxed because of, you know, the brainwashing that they've gone through.
Yeah.
You know, it's worrying, you know.
It is.
But I think we're coming into 2022 now. Somebody said to me during the week about, I think I was reading during the week, somebody posted up on Facebook about that the biblical, I'm not religious, but there's something about 2 years of trauma or 2 years of going through hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Before we start seeing the light and things start changing. And I believe that was, if you want to look at the 2 years, 2020 and 2021.
Yeah.
And now we're coming into 2022.
That's why it's kind of, I don't know why I keep getting something about March or April. So that would be kind of around the real 2 year mark, wouldn't it?
I wasn't
aware of the 2 year thing that you're talking about, but there's something about March, April time.
Well, funny you should say that, because there's loads of other people are saying the same thing.
Okay, okay.
February, March, April is going to be, this is what they're saying, you know, whether it happens or not. Look.
Well, there you go, like, yeah.
I've been in this game a long time and things have come and gone and, you know.
Yeah, but then it's like, you know, it was like Daniel was saying there, or Tracy, I don't know which of them were saying it, but it's like, you know, when we think something's going to happen, we're expecting this big physical thing to occur, maybe, or something to, you know, but it can be a very subtle energetic thing.
It could be, yeah.
That takes place that not everybody would be aware of, but we just start to, something just starts to shift.
Yeah.
You know?
I just, maybe it's just their impatience because.
Oh, I'm very impatient. I have to say. Yeah.
We've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and you get tired, and a lot of people have said that. Oh,
I'm tired. Doing I'm this. Exhausted. Yeah. I have to say,
And then you have to deal with it, and now more so than anything, because you have to kind of interact in the 3D world. You have to go shopping and do all that kind of stuff, and then you come across people. But I've had a bit of a win during the week. Well, I won't call it a win, but
this
basically
the super value win.
The super value win. All right,
this is because the continuing saga of super value. Yeah,
people,
on.
Super value Kells, my nemesis. And basically, I've been obviously trying to educate the manager. Now, don't get me wrong, the manager's a really nice guy, and he's trying to do the best thing for his staff and for the people going in there. And he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I get that, and I understand that.
Yeah.
And he's trying to please everybody, but you can't do that in life. And the problem is that, as I said to him, your job is not to please the masks. That's why we have a law.
Yeah.
But there is a law that says people don't have to wear masks because they're exempt.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, there's people out there that will come in and take advantage and but to say they're exempt. And I say, yeah, so there's people out there that rob cars and scam people and rob banks. And I said, that's why
it's
we
not
have
your
a law.
Job to correct them.
It's not your job to go out and check them either.
Yeah.
So why is your job to actually stop people coming in and police the mask wearing?
Because he's probably getting pressure from somebody above him.
Well,
you know? It's always the way, isn't it?
Yeah. But that's making them. In putting them in the position to be sued.
Yes.
Now, Aldi is quite funny because Aldi, when I normally get there early before it just opens, so it's nice and quiet.
Yeah.
And I just go in, I have a lanyard to put on, you know. Again, it's the psychology. You know, like if I wear a face covering, I wear like a welder's mask.
Yeah,
it's up here. But because people see the mask, they go, oh, he's got a mask on.
Yeah.
But you can see my face.
Yeah.
But I just have this, you know, on top. Because my family don't want me getting into an argument, so I go, put the face covering on.
Yeah.
But so I got this lanyard, so I put the lanyard on, saying I'm exempt. But it's funny. A couple of weeks ago, I got there early. I was outside Aldi waiting to go in, and all the staff weren't wearing the masks. And as soon as the door opened, they all went up with the mask because they have to say I don't want to wear these, but we have to do it for the company. But just outside the shop, there's a sign that says, "Please respect the people who are exempt."
Yes.
So I suggested that to SuperValu because we have a little spy on my Facebook page who keeps sending over the information over to the manager of SuperValu.
Oh,
so I
God.
Said, you know, what maybe what I'd suggest is SuperValu do the same thing.
Yeah.
To say, please respect people who don't wear the mask on because they could be exempt.
Yes.
And so he said to me, direct from the horse's mouth, that they're not policing that anymore. And I said, great, okay.
Yeah.
Well, next week I'm going to come in and I'll have a lanyard on and we'll see what happens.
Right.
And I just said, I hope that they've educated all the staff.
Right.
You know.
So did you go in yet? No.
No, I'll go.
Oh,
I'll be going next week, you know. But I'll be, if anything happens or a staff member says anything, I'll be shouting out. I'll be calling out his name.
Yeah.
You know, and saying, hang on a minute, I spoke to your boss and your boss said this is fine. Now, he did say that some of the staff might feel uncomfortable, even though they have a mask on and they have a plastic barrier. Might feel uncomfortable if you don't have a mask on. So he said, you might have to use the self-service. And I said, well, that's why it's not a win. It's a compromise.
Yes.
But at least they've moved forward because I kept on saying to him, you're breaking the law. You're breaking the law. You're going to be sued. And he was breaking the law, right?
Yeah.
And he finally got it. I know he's frustrated. And I said, but your opinion is irrelevant.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what your opinion is. It's what the law is.
Exactly.
You know, and Judge Judy would say that. I've been watching Judge Judy.
Judge Judy. She doesn't pull any punches.
Exactly. She's very straight. But she said, but the law is the law. And that's why the law is there. So if anybody lives in Kells and you want to go into SuperValu and you're medically exempt, then you don't need to wear a mask. And if there's any issues with staff, then just call the manager, call for the manager and don't say I told you.
Fell on the radio
is causing problems. He's probably tuning in now. He's probably listening in now to the show. I'm writing all this down. I'll contact Comreg. So we'll see what happens. But this is what I'm saying. I'm seeing more of a relaxed, laid back approach to the masks now. People are not really bothering, and even the staff are pulling it down over the nose, and they're going, "Look, I'm not doing this anymore."
Yeah.
So people are beginning to cotton on. Even them trying to come out with the frightened Omicron virus. People are beginning to realise they smell a rat, and there's something going on, and we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
So this is why, what's the next big psychological thing that they're going to pull?
But that's it. Like, you know, who knows what they'll come out with.
Yeah. Because they can't keep coming out with the virus and the booster.
No, they can't. And it's like they've covered everyone now. They're onto the children. So there's nothing left.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, the only thing is that these new laws that came in, to say that, you know, you're walking down the street, mind your own business, and then they pull you in and put you in isolation because they suspect, in inverted commas, that you have COVID. I mean, serious?
Yeah.
You know, that's like,
apparently there's,
that's Stalin, you know.
Concentration camps being got ready somewhere.
Yeah, well, it's Cora. Yeah, Cora. Mm-hmm. And I think the Collins Barracks, I think, could be one of them as well.
Right.
That's fascism. You know, that is true fascism.
Yeah, totally stripping you of all your rights.
But we have to end on a good note.
Let's sing a song.
I don't know where you end, where we would end with this. But look, I don't know. Everybody has to. We are going through this shift. We are going through this phase, and everybody has to go through what they have to go through in their own life.
Their version of it, I guess.
Their version of it. Because, you know, we are moving forward to higher energies, and the earth is ascending, and we're going with her. And these are the things that we have to deal with. And it's not nice. You know, we all have things that we have to deal with, the shadow side and everything else, and things in our life. And it's not nice. But you know what? We all have the ability to make a difference and make a change. That's the thing.
Yeah.
We can all make a difference and make a change. But sometimes, because of fear, the critical thinking is switched off.
Yeah.
So that's why I think if people start getting into their own groups and start vibing with their own tribe,
exactly,
then the shared problem can be passed around the group, and maybe people in the group can share or help out.
Yeah, and just even knowing that there's somebody else out there like you, like-minded, it's such a relief in some ways, you know, that you're not the only one kind of skulking around the place, afraid to be real sometimes as well, like, because you're outnumbered, you know?
Yeah, it's hard sometimes trying to find people, but, you know, and people should say, well, listen, I get on with you guys. Why don't we set up a group or set up a private group or a chat room or a Zoom or whatever it is you want to set up, a Skype group or Telegram, whatever you do.
Yeah.
And let's all meet up at a certain time and have a chat.
Yeah,
you know, see, the trouble is it takes energy to do things. And I know it's coming up to Christmas as well and people are getting busy. But, you know, you have to make the effort. And if you're making the effort and other people are not making the effort, then you have to leave them. There's no point keep on chasing them.
Yeah.
They obviously don't want to do it.
That's it.
Because, you know, if somebody doesn't want to do something, guess what? They'll find an excuse not to do it.
Yeah. As you said, they'll find a problem for every solution, you know, and that's just the way. And that's why I said we have to detach from that.
Yeah.
Because we want everybody, we want everybody to wake up. The people who are, they already think they're awake and they think we're the ones that are asleep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, we're both looking at each other going, oh my God, I can't believe you're so stupid kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where we're at. Mm.
Did you want to do anything with readings or talk about readings or anything like that?
No, I brought my cards tonight. I was going to pull a few cards, but we don't have time now.
Why? It's 10 minutes. Could you do it quick?
Well, I could, yeah, I suppose. But yeah.
Okay. Sorry, if I didn't know you had your cards. I would have shut up and let you do it earlier on.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Because we need to say what we need to say. Like,
yeah, yeah. Okay.
No, but it was like, I was just saying that if there was anybody in the chat room that wanted a card, but just maybe to post a question and like a more of a personal question for yourself, you know, rather than like, when's COVID going to end or stuff like that. Like, I mean, this would be like just a personal
thing. What about the 21st of December? Let's ask that, because that's important.
This is a huge, major. The energy has been building since 11/11.
Yeah.
And then we had all these full moons, and then we had, what else did we have there in between? There was something else that knocked me on my ass for a while.
Well, the full moons and the human frequencies.
It's off the charts. And then you see, I was flying last week, which was 12/12. Yeah. That's another portal.
Yeah.
And so the energy has been building really from that right up now until 21st of December, and it's the winter solstice, and it's the end of the year before the new light starts coming in.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but
well, we can overrun for a few minutes if you want to do a reading and give us an update.
If there's anybody there, any of you want a card, guys, just type it into the. Oh, there is one from BAC. Am I ever going to find somewhere to live? Well, now the short answer to that is yes, but it's like it's not where you're thinking of at the moment. Is this a man or a woman I'm talking to? A man, is it?
A man, I think.
I don't know why I asked that question, but it feels like you need to just. It feels like to me that you need to just open your mind, funny enough, a little bit more, because I think you might have your head set on one specific place, but you're thinking, oh, I'd like to be in that area, but that's not the area you'll be brought to. So think outside the box a little bit and see what comes. I will pull a card for you. Oh, it's just after turning over my hand, actually, the power card. I went to hold it up to the screen there like I would if I was live on Facebook to show the person. And that is like your power center, though, is your masculine center. It's also your control. So like there's a thing about having the balance of your power. So that would be to let go of the control. Again, just what I said to you there before I pulled the card. So it would be like about maybe taking a little step back and letting spirit. I don't know if you work with spirit or anything like that, but I feel there's a sense of an energy that wants to come in and work with you if you let it. So maybe you should open more to that as well. And you will find somewhere to live, but it will be, wait till I see. I'm getting like 8 months. So that could be late July, early August, but it will be your forever home. It will be the place that you will be very happy to put down roots. And it's like you'll be setting up a whole new way of living, which I think a lot of us will, but it will be really self-sufficient and all of that, which I think is something that you have to really get back into finding for yourself, because there's a lot of healing going on with you as well, BAC. I'll call you that because I don't want to call you what you actually have written there.
Okay.
So I hope that helps you.
Okay. A question for Siobhan. Is my work from Joan, is my work helping those I come in contact with?
Yeah, straight away, Joan, I feel your own energy needs a bit of work. if I could say that to you in the nicest possible way, you don't give yourself enough credit for your energy and what you're actually giving to people. And I think you might be actually overdoing it a little bit. And I think you should really kind of, because I've been brought down into my sacral chakra, which is your feminine, which is your inner child, which is your all your putting yourself first, which is what you're not really doing. So get a carnelian. I think you work with crystals, do you? So get a carnelian crystal and start working with that. Even put it in your water and start, you know, boosting your own energy system. And I feel I'm talking to you like you're familiar with the chakras. There's a chakra at the back of the head, which is just above the top of the spine. There's the cervical spine going into the brain. And there's a technical name for it, but some people call it the mouth of God or God's mouth or something like that. There's something going on there just in that part of the back of your head that I feel you need to do some work with that as well. And just sit with your hand on it and ask it to open up more, because there's a verbal communication, like channeling and stuff like that, that wants to come out through you as well, that needs to get stronger. But it's coming direct from the divine energy, but you're trying to bring it in, I think, in the only way that you think you know, but it actually wants to come in from the back chakra, if you get me, at the back of the head, rather than coming down straight down into the crown. So again, I think that sometimes we get ourselves into a space of thinking we know what way things are working, but we actually don't have a bloody clue. So just let it come in there at the back, and I will just pull you a card now and see what comes. It could be something completely different to what we're talking. Oh, healing. And Alan is my witness here, yeah, for the card that's
it's
been
a
shown.
Healing card, yeah.
Yeah, it's the healing card. So there you go. So yeah, the work that you do is having an impact, but take some time out now. I know it's a busy time. We're all really going to be needed, guys. Anybody that does any energy work, even if it's just listening to somebody and they feel better after talking to you, we're all going to be really needed. So we really need to be minding our energy. And I feel that's what my whole trip to Spain was about, and living in Spain, even though I went through the mill and I'm kind of, you know, I'm starting to build myself back up now. But we are needed. So we have to get rid of the crap before we can move on. It's like clearing out the presses, clearing out the junk, clearing out the SH1T.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, question from Kulim. A question for Siobhan. Will I go back flying again?
Come fly with me. Come fly. I feel a man here around you, Liam, that I don't know if it was somebody that maybe you did fly with in the past. And I don't know if have you had any vertigo or anything like that? Because my head is a little bit dizzy with you. So I don't know if you've had any kind of dizzy feelings or spills. I'm not too sure what I'm getting here. I feel as it's almost like you might feel that you're very close to going back to it. And then all of a sudden you kind of go, well, actually, it's not where I'm being brought. Yeah. That's kind of what I feel there, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many times I've said, oh, I'm going to be doing this and this is where I'm being brought and I know this is what's happening. And then it just becomes something completely different. Mm. And I feel that's what's going to be with you. And intention is the card that I'm after pulling for you there, Liam. So I know you have a powerful intention, and I know that anything that we set our minds to can become the reality. But really, well, the words I'm hearing here, and I don't know why I'm hearing it like this, but you're needed on the ground. You're needed on the ground, Liam.
Okay.
So that's the words I'm hearing there. So that's spirit's probably intention for you. Okay.
Okay. We have a question from Boko, and he says, "Will I lose my house in January 22nd?"
Okay. And I smiled when you started to read out the question, because there's a lovely feel from you here. I'm swallowing down emotions, though, I have to say. So you're under a lot of pressure, but I feel something good is going to happen for you. Maybe that's why I was smiling as you were reading the question, because I didn't even see the question on the screen. And I was smiling and I was like going, oh, shit, when you actually read the question. I was like, I wasn't expecting that, because my energy was smiling. So I feel something good is going to happen and you will keep the house. That's what it feels like to me. So that's what I have to go with, because sometimes my energy has answered the question. And I just got the focus card there for you as well. So Archangel Metatron, if you're familiar with Archangel Metatron, is he helps us with our focus. He also helps us to focus on what we need to be focusing on what we already have and not what we don't have. And the power, again, just to use the power of intention, and that you will have the house, and you will have that house for as long as you need that house. Because I don't know why, but again, I'm smiling, but I don't know if you will always stay in that house, but it won't be because you have to leave, it will be by choice. So I hope that helps you, Boko.
Okay, well, okay. Let me see. Okay, question I asked Yvonne. I see the children in school wearing masks, etc. Sadness for me. What should I do? Yes, I never give myself any credit. No ideas why. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, what can you do? They just have to wake up, Joan, I think.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, you don't... A friend of mine is a teacher also, and she said that she wouldn't... Apparently, she was told by the principal that if the child is not wearing a mask, you give them a mask to wear, and she said she wouldn't do it because it's not the law.
Yeah.
So if the child comes in without a mask, she doesn't push one on them. Yeah. And, you know, so if the children are coming in wearing masks or whatever, you know, that's coming from...
It's the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to give you a question.
Yeah, give me a question.
While we're waiting for a question from the chat room, because we can go over a few minutes.
I really, really need to get myself grounded for this one.
You know what I'm going to ask you? I'm going to ask you. Okay. Yeah. What is the destiny or what is the future for Circle of White Light Radio?
Okay.
Now, obviously, you might be a little bit influenced because we did talk about it off air.
You did say it earlier.
So maybe that's an unfair question to ask.
No, and it's not unfair because even when you said it to me earlier on, I wasn't getting what you're getting.
Yeah.
I was getting the opposite to what you're getting. So I do feel, because even when I said it to you about tweaking it, something different wants to come in. Mm. And maybe there's just some part of you that is not allowing that at the moment. Mm. So again, that could be a little bit of control there. So even if you step out of where you're at with the energy of it at the moment, and then just say, okay, if you want me to continue, what way do you want me to continue? Yeah. And let that start to come in. Mm. And it's funny when I say that, I'm starting to get like a kind of a, my stomach is rumbling here. So it's like there's an energy that does want to come in, but you need to release something, because when I start feeling that in my tummy, like I want to burp, that's me wanting to release your energy. So you're definitely holding something. So, it's just me wanting to clear something out of the way of your energy. And like that happens to me all the time with people when I'm working with them. So it's just let go, because I do feel it here in the stomach and the solar, which again is your masculine. It's your control. It's your taking action. It's your intuition.
Yeah.
So that needs to be in balance. So I would be saying just to give yourself, you know, that one wants to turn, and it's abundance. Okay. So abundance is all about having everything, but having everything in balance.
Yeah.
So I do feel there will be, there's going to be change. There is going to be change. And we already know everything is changing all the time, but the way that you will bring things about will change. And you'll come up with a very unique idea. It will be very unique, and it'll be really you, and it'll still have that stamp on it, and it'll still be what you kind of want it to be in a sense, but it will be different as well. So I don't know what that means, but that's what I'm getting. But this is all about, you know, happiness, joy, you know, having everything in the material as well being met, you know, all of those things. But you do need balance.
Yeah.
You do need more balance.
Okay, well, that's excellent. Peter has a question here for Siobhan. Do I stop being the vice chairman of the local group here? My pendulum said I should leave.
I am getting a big yes on that. Big, big yes. And I just, the card just turned over here. Trust. And there's another one behind. Well, the three cards or four cards turned over together. So the first one is trust. So trust yourself and trust your intuition on that, Peter. And celebration is behind it. Definitely. Ideas and inspiration is the next card, and the power card. So those four kind of turned over together. But yeah, trust what you're getting there, because something else is going to open up for you as well. But it won't take as much of your time. I don't know if that was kind of draining you a bit, and you know, you weren't getting time to do maybe other things that wanted to come in. So that's a big yes. So trust that without a doubt.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic, Siobhan. Is there anything you want to add before we finish up? Anything else you want to do there or talk about or mention or anything like that?
What's this? Will I win my third T-shirt?
Funny enough, I was going to do, I said every week I'd do a competition, right?
Well, I just got answered prayer for that one, so you might.
I said every week I'd do a T-shirt competition, right? And we've had one chap who's won two T-shirts, you know, and I thought, well, maybe he'll let somebody else win a T-shirt now. He'll give somebody else a chance.
Well, you just have to see, because I got. What does the future hold? Is that a question for me? Because you could write a book on that. I think it's for your grandchildren you're talking about, Critical Al. Yeah, but all I can say there is keep sending them the good vibes and keep sending them the love and the work that you're doing on yourself and the clearing that you're doing for you, you're also doing it for them. But don't spend your time worrying about them, because that will only, I was going to say, F-U-C-K things up, you know. So, and self-acceptance kind of jumped out at me here as well. So, you know, you're the grandmother or whatever, or grandfather, I don't know, but it's like, you know, you've got to accept that what they have been born into, and this is their journey, but you can, by clearing all of your energy, you're definitely having a big effect on what's coming in for them. So that would be it. So just keep sending the positive vibes and not the worrisome vibes and what's going to happen to them. You know, I think the same about my children, you know, and I think what's going to happen to them, what sort of a, you know, and a, you know, what sort of a future are they going to have?
Yeah,
you know, and you know, if they bring children into the world, you know, it's terrible. You know,
with everything going on, we can see our kids suffering with what's going on.
But I hand them over. You know? I hand them over to God and the higher power. I really do. Because if I spent all my time worrying about all the people I could be worrying about, I'd be dead.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know? You have to let them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, look, I've always said my spiritual team have done a good job so far. So hand it over to them, and they know exactly what way it's supposed to go.
They know what they're doing. Yeah, despite the fact that I used to tell them they didn't know what they were doing. I've got over that one.
Well, when they say about, I said that earlier, when you say, they say, oh, you keep asking them, you know, tell them, you know, they can't intervene, but if you ask them, I say, yeah, but the voicemail's full. The voicemail box is full. I can't get any more in.
Sorry, we're gone to lunch.
Right, well, listen, we're going to wrap it up there. Thanks to everybody who tuned in tonight, and thank you for your time and people in the chat room there. It really makes a good night when everybody's on the chat room asking questions. Thanks to everybody, and thanks to Siobhan for flying in from Portugal. And especially on the Circle of White Light Executive Jet.
Yes, exactly. It's great to have it just there when I need it.
Exactly, and the chauffeur is outside waiting for you now to take you home.
Where to now, Siobhan? Yeah.
And so are you staying here for Christmas, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm here till the 2nd of January. Yeah. So I'll be here for right into the new year.
Right, okay. Well, we'll be talking. Keep us posted. Let us know what's happening in your life, you know. Because obviously it's a bonus for me if you move back over here. It means that we can do more shows.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're into
have
it.
Have the crack. It? Yeah,
sure. So, sorry I didn't do a t-shirt for tonight. I did forget about that. But we'll do one for next week, okay? I'll promise we'll do one. Remind me in the chat room,
Christmas
though.
T-shirt.
Just in case. Yeah, well, the Circle White t-shirt. The Christmas present, you know.
Yeah.
Something that they can, you know, give somebody if they don't like them for underneath the Christmas tree. Especially if they're not awake and aware.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Now put that on you.
Right, so before we go, give out all your details. If people want to contact you for readings and stuff like that, what do they need to do?
Yeah, they'll find me on Facebook, Siobhan Brady Spiritual Mentor. I have a personal page and I have a business page. And then my email is soulhealer44@gmail.com. So that you'll get me that way. You know,
if anybody's can't find Siobhan, just contact me. Send me an email address, and I'll hook you up and sort you out.
Perfect.
All right, guys, take care. Have a great great week. I'll see you next week. Next week will be just purely me and my own doing the annual review. It's going to be laid back because it's the 26th, and you know it's unofficial, kind of laid back.
I'll have mince pies and Christmas puddings.
Yeah, I'll probably have a drink or a cup of tea or something maybe,
have a
and
nice
just
drink.
You know, and have a bitch and moan and what have you, and go through the year of 2021 and all the guests. And we'll see what happens anyway. And if people want to phone in and chat, well, they can do that too, you know. So just, you know, it's going to be open. But all right, guys, see you next week and have a good one and take care.
Okay, bye, guys.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on CircleofWhiteLight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.